We're glad for the presence of one and all. Thankful for Bill for the lesson of the hour. Larry needs some time away, and it's good that we can cover for him. We always appreciate those that teach lessons here from time to time. We, some time ago, Shirley and I were going to a family reunion. The motel we stayed, I told the auditorium class this, was booked up, never been booked up. So we had to go to another one. So we went to another congregation, and the guy there turns out needs support. I think the Lord sent us that away. And he, his name is Alan Kramer. I've known his son for a lot of years. He preached at one of the places where we went all the time. And so we're going to support him, and he's very appreciative of it. So the Lord directs us down a path sometimes, and we need to be aware of where we're at and what we're doing and help those along the way. This could be a pretty short lesson. I was hoping Bill would be a little longer, but that's the way it is. But this is something I ran across some time ago, and I don't know, it made an effect on me just hearing it. It was a song. The string band, bottle jug band, or one of them were singing it. And we're going to look at it. And it starts out, walking through the whispering forest, not a man-made sound could I hear. A timid fawn was playing there without a sign of fear. I walked alone upon the mountain and looked out over the sea. I saw an eagle spread his wings in flight so gracefully. I knew I was walking where many men had trod. There on the lonely mountain, I stopped and thought of God. Let's think of our life as being on the mountain. Life is good. Life is good. The money's coming in. I've got a job. Man, I'm making money. The children are good. Man, they're smart. They're getting great grades in school. Man, everything is going good. Everyone is healthy. I have great friends, family, and mom and dad are doing good. The grandparents are doing great. I mean, everything couldn't be much better. And when we look at all of this, do we stop and think of God? When everything's going great in our lives and we have no want or no need, and the money's there, the children are good, everything's good, do we really stop and think of God? Or do we think, I've done this, look at this, I'm fortunate, I have the family, but look what I've done. I've been able to work, I've been able to do these things. And so life is a test, as I often say. When things come into our lives, do we pass the test? Do we know that? There's some more to the song. As I walked through a busy city, it was built by men and steel. The young ones cried, the old ones died. The love and hate are real. I knew I was walking where many men have trod. There in the busy city, I stopped and thought of God. What about if we're down in that city? The job is bad. I hate it. But because of insurance, I have to work. What if I'm thinking about the family? There's a fight. The relatives are after. You're having trouble with the whole family. It's just a terrible time. The children are a mess. One's in jail. The other one's in rehab. We look at them and say, whoa, going to, if mom and dad are bad, mom's got cancer, grandpa and grandma have dementia, they're in the facility to help them. Our friends, they've disappeared on us. We don't see them anymore because of our lives and the things or the turmoil in our lives. It's a terrible time for us. Do we, at this time, lose our faith? When things are not going well, when our children are a mess, when our relatives are a mess, when things are going so wrong in our lives that we can't even imagine it, do we do God's will? Do we stop and think of God when we're in these times? Or do we just think of him in good times? Or do we just think of him in bad times? There's some scriptures we're going to look at. John 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. The world gives you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 16, these things I have spoken to you, that you may have peace in the world. You will have tribulation, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Matthew 6, therefore do not worry and say, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after these things the Gentiles seek. Your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. But seek the kingdom of God first, his righteousness, and these things will be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Excuse me. In Luke 10, Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you're worried, as we talked about this morning, trouble in many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the good part, will not be taken away from her. In Matthew 6, on 25 through 30, therefore I say, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you will drink, nor your body, what you'll put on. Is life not more than food and body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap the barns, but your Father, the Heavenly Father, feeds them. You're also not more value than they. Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to one of these, that Solomon in all his glory, not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God clothes the grass of the field, which today and tomorrow thrown in the oven, much more he clothes you of little faith. Matthew 8, he said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? And he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea. There was a great calm. In John 14, not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Romans 10, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And in Philippians 4, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ. So, you know, is it good or is it bad? How do we react to it? Life's a test. There's three people I want to talk about just briefly in the lesson tours. There was a girl about 13 years old, and she was on a contest, and she played an instrument. And they said to her, I understand that you were homeless and you lived in your car. She said, yes, that's true, and we were thankful to have the car. Wow. You know, it blew me away to hear this young girl say that, yes, we were thankful to have the car. Wow. And the second group of people, there's two people that my mom and dad and my aunt and uncle went to visit back years ago. And they were in a nursing home. They had a room together. And dad said that they were the kind of people that never seemed to catch a break in life. Life was tough for them all the time. And so my parents went in and my dad asked him, said, well, how is it? And the guy said, well, it's warm in the winter, cool in the summer. He said, we have clean sheets to sleep on, and we have three meals a day. It's not bad. You know, I've heard people say, I'd rather die than go to a nursing home. Maybe your life hadn't been tough enough if you say something like that. If your life is tough enough, you might look pretty good to have a place like that to go to. And these people, I guess, lived in no bad houses, just had a tough life. You know, just the way it turned out for them. So he said, it's not bad. The third guy is a guy I worked with. I won't tell you his name. He went to Indiana. and he sent his cousin. And he says, asked his cousin, said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm retired." He said, "I'm on disability." He said, "Well, how'd you do that?" He said, "Ain't nothing to it." He said, "Just start drinking." He came back, and the guy started drinking. And they took him to the hospital, and he'd dry out. And he'd go back, and he'd start drinking. And they took him to the hospital again, and he dried out. Eventually, he got on disability. That's what his aim was. He got on disability. He quit drinking. You know, maybe I should have said something, you know, but I didn't know for sure all the circumstances other than I knew what he did. And what kind of person, you know, you look at the three people, somebody just thankful to live in a car, and people are grateful to be in a nursing home, and then somebody too lazy to work. We've got all kinds in this world. So all we can do is to try and encourage people to do the right thing and all that. If there's anyone here that has any needs, we'd be glad to help you. If together we stand and sing.